Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. There is a unique study taking place in Campbellford. It may be the only one in Canada. It is a survey of young adults 18 to 29 years old. What makes it special is this. There are very few studies done about this age group, and it is being done in a rural community. Heidi Schaefer is a Campbellford resident and a professional consultant with the company Advancing Change Together. She is facilitating the study with a group of young adults for the Campbellford Seymour Community Foundation.
The RBC Future Launch Community Challenge, it was called, they had some money for these vital conversations, and we had a plan to do a Futures Fest where young people would come together, develop some scenarios around the future, and then sort of figure out how they saw themselves being able to contribute to different kinds of possibilities, possible futures.
The survey has a very specific design.
So the planning group were really made up of young people between the ages of about 21 and 28. And they had to pivot and rethink, okay, what is it that we can do to support youth leadership? And they recognized that they wanted to find out more about the system that the youth were living in, that the young adults were living in. And so they designed this survey themselves.
Young people want to look at some very specific things.
Through this process, I think the youth and the young adults recognize that they are themselves a vulnerable group in COVID, and they want to understand what the impacts and influences are of this time.
So what do they hope to achieve?
Be really interesting, and this is a longer term journey of empowerment for them to first find out what the situation is and look at the survey results, and hopefully lots of people will hear this interview and do the survey or tell the young people in their lives to do it, and then they'll make sense of the results and then plan some kinds of activities to engage with each other.
It is truly distinct and possibly groundbreaking in Canada.
No, I think that everyone who got funding from the RBC is having to pivot in some direction, but I haven't heard of anyone. In fact, we went looking to see if there was any data that had been collected, and we didn't find anything. There was something done in 2012, a vital signs report from the Community Foundation that was specifically looking at what they called generation flux, and understanding the shifts that were impacting youth and young adults in Canada. So we used that, we read that and looked at that study but that's from 2012, just a basis to understand, what we wanted to know about locally.
More than anything, it will answer one of the most fundamental questions rural communities so often ask.
Why are people choosing to leave, and why are people choosing to stay? And that was really interesting because, from my perspective, I just wanted to question in there about why are people choosing to leave? It's really the young adults that were saying, no, we want to understand why are people choosing to stay? Where are the spaces where they feel included and connected? And we want to understand what those are. So I'm pretty hopeful that we're going to learn a lot of interesting things from the survey.
The survey is available on the Campbellford Seymour Community Foundation website at cfcs.ca, or check out its Facebook page for a link. Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular current affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca, or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.